Well, yes, actually, there definitely will be what we call tribulation saints. And we see this, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17, specifically mentioned in verse 14. I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." So here it's clear that there are actually going to be those saved from the tribulation period because they will refuse to take the mark of the beast and will instead worship our Lord. And as a result, a lot of them are actually going to be martyred for the faith as a result. So when it talks about, if you read the passage of Revelation 7 there, mm-hmm. it talks about those who are, you know, basically they're under the throne, they're crying out. And, you know, the angel asked, "Who are these people?" And of course, John says back, "You know, sir, you know." Mm-hmm. And that's who these are. These are people who have survived the tribulation, who have died for Christ as a result of their testimony in the tribulation period.
Yeah, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, just to know, obviously, you know, you want to be ready. Actually, funny enough, Pastor Andrew, me and my sister were talking about this. And maybe you can fact check me when I say this, but she was talking with her friend and her friend's mom, just about the end times and all that, and how, like, yeah, there's each generation's been like, oh, it's the end times, you know, blah blah blah, because they've seen things. But they're saying that a lot of things that is said that's going to happen in Revelations has happened, and one of the last things that's supposed to happen is a big temple is supposed to be built, and that's happening right now.
Well, yeah, I know that, and it's funny, I've seen this basically on Netflix as well, that there is this movement that where the Dome of the Rock, or, you know, what is supposed to be the site of the temple, may not be the actual site.
Mm.
And in fact, it may actually be a little bit south, meaning that they could actually exist together at the same time. The new temple and the Dome of the Rock.
Okay. You know,
so it's one of those things where if it's true, has huge implications.
Oh yeah, like it's like we really do have to be, I mean, to begin with we should be, but to be ready, like make sure like you're not just like coasting and be like, yeah, I believe in God. It's like saying, you know, I have a gym membership. I go to the gym. Like actually, like am I living my life for Christ? And I know even recently for me, it's been something, in the past handful of years anyways, you know, I grew up in a Christian home and I was like, I've gone through some things and, you know, as you know, Pastor Andrew, and you know, we all have, but through that time for me, it was like, all right, like, am I living this life for me? Or is it just because I grew up in the church? And it's really like a, all right, like this is where the rubber meets the road. Like I need to make sure like I'm not just walking, I'm running the race.
Yeah, because of course, you know, scripture talks about the fact that once that temple is rebuilt, you know, eventually the Antichrist is going to set himself up in the temple and proclaim that he is God.
Yeah.
And when we see that, scripture says, run for the hills.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to paraphrase it, run for the hills.
Yep.
And so, yeah, be watching. This is why, you know, we watch the news. We see what's going on. We say, you know, okay, yes, we see all the signs out there that so many things are happening that are happening right now. War, famine, you know, different diseases, you know, different things like that. Even our current, you know, pandemic and all mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
All these different things, even natural disasters are happening with a little more frequency. And all these things are happening at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just one of those things where these are the birth pains.
Yeah.
So.